Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, everybody, welcome. Great to have you with us today as we begin a new week of talking about the political issues of the day, how they impact your life. And we do that over a cup of coffee, because usually, you know, when you're drinking a cup of coffee or tea or whatever floats your boat, you're kind of doing it, you know, in the morning when you're waking up and you're just, you're kind of getting ready to begin your day. You're thoughtful about things, right? Planning out your day and how things ought to go and so on and so forth. Well, let me ask you this. What happened in Oregon on Thursday with the Senate Republicans not walking out and allowing a bill to pass that greatly diminishes your right to defend your life, your God-given right, is based on part, at least in part, on deception. And likely the other part of it is based on just outright bribery, which is the old way of doing business. It was when I served in the House of Representatives, and nothing has changed. You buy people's votes in the legislature by offering them money for their district. It's precisely what's going on here. Now, I think there's a combination of these factors, but when you have deceived yourself into believing something because you want to believe it, and then you act accordingly, how does that usually end up? Now, this is why we need discipline with love. What do I mean by that? Well, it's not too hard to understand. Discipline with love. You do that with your kids, right? Look, you love your children, you birthed them, you created them, you nurtured them. When they get old enough to make decisions for themselves, you know, at least marginally as members of the family, and they break the family rules, you've heard me say this many times, what do? Well, you discipline them. If you don't discipline them, what happens? They just don't. Ultimately, from a very young age, they begin to realize there's no consequence for their actions, and they can break all the rules they want. So at some point, the rules of the family become meaningless. And that translates down the road to the rules of society become meaningless. The rule of law becomes meaningless. Why? Because you didn't discipline with love. Now, you discipline your children with love because you know it's in their best interest. You know it's in the family's best interest. It's in society's best interest. You don't typically discipline your children with an idea to destroy their spirit. Because if you do, you're making a huge mistake. There are some who've done that, obviously. But most of the time, you discipline your children with love because they're still your children. You still want them to be a part of your family, right? Well, it's no different with politicians that are in your own party. Now, we in the Republican Party do it a little bit different than the Democrats do. The Democrats do it with an iron fist because they're Marxists. They will destroy you if you go against them. Just ask Mark Hass, Democrat senator, former state senator. who went against the unions on PERS. They destroyed him by financing Shamia Fagan to run against him successfully in the Democrat primary for Secretary of State. She now is our Secretary of State. They destroyed him. They didn't discipline with love. That's not how they work. Now, we do, if we discipline at all. So how do you discipline with love Republican senators who have allowed themselves to believe a lie? How would you do that? Well, it's called a recall. It is the nearly simplest and easiest thing that you can do. So, what do you do? Well, you can become part of an effort to do that. And that's a good idea. I mean, it really is. But it's your motivations that matter here. Because you see, when you engage in a recall effort, it should be to discipline with love. That's ultimately what it comes out to being, is disciplining with love. Now, it sends a message. And you don't want this to destroy your party. You don't want it to destroy people, because that's wrong. But the deception is pretty powerful. And in fact, it was, Senator Bill Kinnemer wrote an email back about to a constituent whose first name is Misty. And it was in her request for him to walk out. And as with Dale, who listens to this radio show, who in fact did send a message to Representative Christine Drazen, who is the Republican leader in the House. And what both of these people did is just write back meaningless words. And that's really what it is. Bill Kinnemer, who's a decent guy that I've known for a long time, but he's very much a moderate. He says in his email response to Misty that he's upset and frustrated as you are that we have a supermajority here that can and does run roughshod over minority voices. It will continue to be this way, he writes, until enough Oregonians are fed up and stop electing people who will attempt to strip them of their rights in Second Amendment issues and taxation issues and more. If you want to change the supermajority, it's done at the ballot box. I hope you'll vote and educate friends and neighbors about what's happening here in Salem. A boycott this early in the session is impractical. I take my constitutional duties very seriously. We have one thing we have to do as lawmakers per our state constitution, and that's balance the budget. If we were at the end of the session and our budget work was done, this might be different. But the fact is, there's still much work that is needed to be done before we consider boycotting the session. And I'm going to stop there. So what he's saying here, that he's blaming the supermajority, and he's saying that he cannot walk out because they haven't done a balance. They haven't balanced the budget. And it's the one thing that they have to do per the Constitution. So he's willing to allow the diminishment or the elimination of your rights, your God-given right to defend your family. Because of doing a budget, balancing a budget. How does that square with his oath of office to support and defend the Constitution? Now, I want you to think about that. What's more important, balancing a budget? I mean, if you're standing there, stretch out your hands. One on the right, one on the left. Make them equal in front of you. Okay? On the right hand, put balancing the budget. Or say, getting pork for your district from COVID finances. Either way. In the left hand, balance your God-given right to defend your family, your God-given right to determine the destiny of your children while they're still minors, parental rights, your God-given right of free speech. Tell me which of those has the greater weight, is more important. Balancing a budget, getting pork for your district because you think that's in the best interest of your constituents, or literally defending your God-given rights of free speech, of defending your life, of choosing how your children will grow up, what they'll be taught. What's more important? Bill Kenemer has deceived himself, as did all six Republican senators, as does many of the members of the House in the Republican caucus. They've deceived themselves or allowed themselves to be deceived that these bills don't really diminish your rights, and that getting pork for the district, deciding all of the money that's coming from Washington, D.C., how it gets spent in your district is more important. Doing the budget is more important. I say, no, it isn't. I also say that if you had walked out now, you would have drawn a line in the sand, and you could then have the power to negotiate your return to finish the budgets and do them the right way. So how do you fix this kind of deception called discipline with love?
Oh. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power of You GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Corby wrote me an email about Antifa. You know, they assaulted a bunch of pro-American, pro-Trump vehicles just driving past the Capitol yesterday, about 100 Antifa members. And the cops just let them assault these vehicles. One guy got out to defend his vehicle after they smashed out his headlights and pulled a gun. State police put him on the ground. Now, apparently they didn't arrest him, but they did arrest three others. They were likely Antifa. So Corby writes, good morning, Jeff. When are people in this country going to wake up and understand what's going on? I guess they're too busy walking around wearing their slave muzzles like mental patients becoming zombies. Well, actually, that's not fair. Mental patients don't always know better. It's like taking a knife to a gunfight. The evil ones disregard laws, lie, cheat, and steal, and we, the good ones, try to fight back lawfully and honestly. Thankfully, we know how it will end, and that's great comfort to me. What bothers me, and in fact, this was another email from Mick, who said he was driving home from work yesterday, this is Sunday, and saw Antifa attacking people and property as the police just stood there and watched. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Is this America anymore? I heard that anyone trying to stop Antifa was arrested by the police. The police are going to act this way. I understand why we the people feel they should be defunded. Wake me up from this nightmare. So if the police are going to allow your rights to be if they're literally going to stand there and watch the law being broken and do nothing about it, then when someone tries to defend themselves after they've been attacked, they put that person on the ground? There's pictures of that. It's made national news all over the place. What's wrong? How do we fix that? Well, you start by having politicians with a spine. And obviously these six Oregon senators allowed themselves to be deceived or even worse, bought off. And we'll see, by the way, I may have a special project that I'll ask some of you to help with. More about that as we go along. We'll see those who got bought off. But the point is that you will stop doing this kind of thing if the senators stand up and call out the Oregon State Police and Salem PD for standing by and literally watching Antifa assault vehicles driving by, destruction of property, until politicians stand up and call it out and have a backbone, it's wrong. It's as wrong as the day is what it has become, where we're told lies constantly by the people in power. And do you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of Goebbels, Hitler's information minister, who said, "A lie told often enough soon becomes the truth." I'm paraphrasing. Yeah, it does. This is precisely what's going on. There's a story about this in The Federalist. It's a piece written by Christopher Bedford. The headline is, "When the powerful say truth is a lie and lies are the truth, no one will stand up for America but you." The subheadline is, "In an age when Americans have grown used to casually shrugging off shrugging away their freedoms at the whim of TV pundits, this kind of propaganda is seriously dangerous." And it goes on to describe what's going on with the media and the Biden administration, but also the intelligentsia, campus bureaucrats. He writes, "Every single day, we're subjected to more base lies disguised as lofty truths. Breathing freely without two masks is selfish." That's one of the lies. "Staying indoors is good for your neighbors. Our differences are what make us a community. We're all in this together, unless you're a conservative. Powerful black people are oppressed, and poor white people are privileged. QAnon is marching on Washington, and the Ku Klux Klan is right behind every door. Men are women, women are men, and pregnant women make great professional soldiers. Power grabs our voting rights. Election integrity threatens the bedrock of American democracy. Joe Biden is a historic visionary. War is peace. Democracy dies in darkness. The problem is that one, that last one, is true. So this is deception. That's why I started the show with this, because it impacts us here in Oregon, because our leaders believe in a deception, a grand deception. And what is that grand deception? That everything that America is, that made us great, that still makes us great, is bad. It's a lie. Because it betrays human nature and all of man's history. Because freedom, liberty, came at a price. It is what man has always yearned for. That's why America is the shining city on the hill. Now, when we come back, I'll share with you an email from the state to state employee. Some of you may have seen it. But in it is a number of massive lies, deception.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. So when the lie becomes a truth and politicians believe it, what's our recourse to get the politicians to see the light? Now, I'm going to get into a little bit more of that here. And I'm going to share with you this email that went out where the lie, truth is bent into an absolute lie. And this went to state employees. This is important. Because the only way you get politicians to see the light is you put so much heat on them, they don't dare. They don't dare go against the will of the people. Now, we did a powerful job, and I thank you to all of you, and because some of you send me your emails that you sent to these Republican senators, urging them to walk out. When someone's actions as an elected official causes you to lose God-given rights, after you have still communicated and did everything in your power prior to that, what's your recourse? Well, in Oregon, you discipline with love. You recall them. You send a powerful message that what you did was wrong, just like disciplining your children. It is the only way. And if you start doing that, and in fact, I'm putting together an entire reasoning as to pushing back on all of their reasoning. And it's something that you'll be able to use. And frankly, it's something, if some of you engage in recalls, that can be used in recalls to convince people to sign a recall petition. So before I do that, of course, and I'll get to the phones, Glenn, hang on in a moment here. I appreciate a particular state employee who shall not be named. Actually, I have several. There is a change.org petition that you can sign. I just did over the break. I'll put the link up. And this is opposing the permanent Oregon OSHA rule, basically allowing Kate Brown to keep us locked down. And tons of people, and something like 27,000 people have signed this petition. I'll put that up there. Lee writes an email about disappearing Antifa. Wouldn't it be interesting if a box van collected those Antifa members and took them to a black site, interrogated in, oh, I guess I watched too many TV shows this weekend, but it is amazing. The police just watched. From the members that I know, they must have had stand down orders. At least that only makes sense. Greg sent me a great email yesterday about the crisis of free speech and the First Amendment. And this is where I'm going here, folks. You see, the truth is a lie. If someone takes a truth and bends it and twists it. You see, what the Republican senators did by not drawing a line in the sand and walking out and then negotiating the return is they now allowed everything to be on the table. Because you tell me, what's next that a Republican senator will allow to happen because they won't walk out? Your loss of parental rights? Forget the taxes, okay? Raising taxes, new carbon rules, whatever. Just forget all of that. How about your loss of parental rights? I mean, if they won't stand up for your loss of your God-given right to defend yourself and your family, why would they stand up for the loss of your First Amendment right for you to say anything on this radio show, or for me to say anything on this radio show, or a pastor to preach from the pulpit something that is deemed as hate speech? That's where we're headed. And that's what these Republican senators have opened the door for. They are deceived. We need to do something about that. Friends, I want to remind you before I go to Glenn that I take CBD products because they work for me, make my body feel a lot better, because just sometimes the old injuries and overdoing it sometimes just gets me. That pain stick is fantastic, but so also is there other products that help me sleep better. I mean, heck, ladies, they have these great bath salts in different scents. You can get the benefits of CBD in your body, making you feel better by just soaking in a bath. How cool is that? They've got products for your pets. But not all CBD is the same. Because believe me, there's a lot of it that is not what they say it is. But the one thing that you can do if you're going to buy CBD, if you're going to try it, like I recommend you should try, is you should definitely buy it from Pro Bioscience. They're based in Salem, and you know they only use Oregon-grown CBD, period, which is of the highest quality because it has the toughest standards, Oregon does, to grow CBD in the nation. Check out all of their great products on their website, pro-bioscience.com. That's the website, pro-bioscience.com. And if you buy anything online, use the discount code CHANGE, the word CHANGE. Change of seasons in March, so we use the word CHANGE. You get 15% off. You can also pick up their products at a retail outlet, the Tobacco Pouch on Edgewater here in Salem. pro-bioscience.com. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts.
Jeff, I want to bring up three things that are really quite obvious. While we're in the Lord's house on Sunday, what's going on in the king's house? It's going in the opposite direction of the Lord's house. With the king's house at the castle now, following the pattern of legislation of the House of Commons and the House of Lords of Oregon. May I bring this to our point? Are these legislators being bought off with debt money or the real money that they have collected from us as taxes? Is it only Biden's money that they're going to be able to use to buy off these legislatures in reality, that it is not even our money to spend? And then, wasn't it 2.5 years ago that Kate took a bundle of legislators and took a junket to Asia for business? And you know what? She came back with nothing. As a matter of fact, currently, Intel has dropped 7% in sales in Oregon. They're not going to increase a whole lot more production. So two new fabs that are going to take place immediately in Chandler, Arizona, that's where Intel's money is going for two new fabs. And they're not increasing that much in Oregon. And Taiwan Semiconductor, north of Phoenix, is going to put $15 billion in probably 3 to 4 fabs. So what is really going on with the king's house when they're diminishing in cash to pull off these buying legislators with debt money? I am getting it, but I hate it.
Well, I hate it too. And the answer to your question is they're not using our general fund tax dollars because that's already spent. All this new money is, and you have to read the emails that are actually sent out to the senators from Peter Courtney, from his office. This is new money coming from the federal government. It's all COVID-based.
Well, that's what we thought.
Yes.
And where's this? We know where this leads. We know with what's going on in the channel, in the Suez Canal, and the massive, $10 billion a day? Plus, who knows, is it a harbinger of maybe some disgust from above? And many of the other issues that we're dealing with on the streets of our cities. Are we going to actually begin to see divine movement at a very critical moment?
Well, okay, so the answer to your second question is divine movement, I think, depends entirely upon people of faith praying. If you want divine movement, we need to create that platform, that mandate for God to move. And that means prayer. The other thing is that we have to take action as people of faith in more than just prayer. Yes, prayer has to be the first and most important thing. Glenn, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. It has to be the most important thing as the foundation of everything else. But I will say, prayer without action is pretty meaningless if you think about it. I mean, it really is. You have to take some action. Now, the action needs to be wherever you feel God is leading you. That needs to be biblically based, of course. But my point is, you have to get engaged. And this is, I mean, at the most basic level, this is at least you helping persuade a persuadable person. So I'm going to come back and read part of this email that was sent to State. In it is this great deception.
As they march through town to the riverside, they baptize believers in this celebration of it.
Stop the car. We gotta move. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations is a contractor you can trust. And that's something that you can figure out if you just go to his website and look at the great just endorsements from satisfied customers. And that ought to tell you everything. Plus, you can see these great pictures of some of the work they've done. The kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, all of that. Go to his website, righteousrenovations.com. Check it out. Give him a call. You got a project coming up? You really ought to give him an opportunity to talk with you. RighteousRenovations.com. Christy writes an email about time to renew her Oregon concealed carry. Yeah, you should. And I would do it now. In fact, mine is not expired, but I'm going to go down. I need to change the county that I live in now. I'm going to go change it because the cost for renewing it is going to go up in Senate Bill 554. So yeah, get to it. So, all right, where is this? Come on now. I hate it when that happens. I really do. I have something all set up. And then somehow I managed to not set. Here it is, right here. Okay. There was an email that went out from the state to state employees about COVID impacting our lives and blah, blah, blah. And then they use it to put forward lies that are racism. Lies. Privilege, they say. Well, they're defining things. And they write, how do these definitions relate to COVID-19 experiences of our staff, community partners, and service providers? Privilege, the right or immunity granted as a benefit, advantage, or favor. White privilege, the unearned power and advantages that benefit people just by virtue of being white or being perceived as white. And then they give you a video to watch about white privilege. Colorblind racial ideology. Structural racism. And then they have a video about systemic racism explained. And then the myth of reverse racism. Systemic institutional power. White people have this, they say. And here's the lie. To say people of color can be racist denies this power imbalance inherent in racism. A person of color can act on their prejudices to insult, even hurt, a white person. Can you believe they just said that in this email? But there's a difference between being hurt and being oppressed. People of color as a social group do not have the societal institutional power to oppress white people as a group. Really? Look at the news media. Look at government. Look at every institution that is now pushing this lie of institutional racism. And it goes on, folks. But they just say that black people can't be racist and that it's okay to insult, even hurt white people. Because black people have no power. It's a lie. Dale writes, there's a couple of communists that are Salem City councilmen. One is the arrogant councilwoman, Vanessa Nordyke. She probably is behind the cops standing down during these riots. She's also behind the bill that Representative Brian Clem is going to introduce, House Bill 33005, which will repeal the law that only the legislature can write bills for gun laws. Nordyke wants to ban all guns in city parks and most likely Salem. Who voted for her? lies becoming the truth and legislators who believe the lies. How do you fix that? After you've done everything in your power to persuade them that the direction they're headed destroys your God-given rights, and they do it anyway, your only recourse is to discipline them with love. You recall them. Now to the phones. We'll start with Tim, and we'll go to Larry. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. I'll do really quick. I was thinking about the difference between talking to the independent legislators or the Republican Party. Are these legislators working independent of the political party, or can you assume that their actions are supported by the political party? There you go.
I think clearly they're independent of the Republican Party. Clearly. If you, I can guarantee you the amount of stuff that they've received from Republicans and frankly a lot of other people has been overwhelmingly asking them to walk out. Overwhelmingly. And they're choosing not to do it anyway. So then you have to ask yourself why. Well, they believed a lie, number one. And number two, some of them are being bought off with promises of wonderful amounts of money for their constituents. Thanks, Tim. Let's go to Larry. Larry, you get to finish the show today. What's on your mind?
All six of those senators last week and encouraged them to walk out, and I left my name and number, and not a one of them returned my call. And I don't know why Fred Gerard thinks that he owes Kate Brown any kind of favors, because she didn't do him no favor and get those fires put out, you know, and they were small, you know, and his house burned up. So I don't know why he's all for, you know, compromising with them.
Well, you bring up a good point. Why? I mean, it, especially if, as Fred has told other people, he intends to leave Oregon and move to Tennessee.
Has he said his reason for that?
I think he thinks Tennessee's a lot freer place to live than Oregon.
Well, over the weekend, they've had way worse weather than what we've had in Oregon, so I don't know what he thinks he's going to gain in that respect.
Yeah, either, to be honest with you. But, I mean, who knows what the real motivations are with Fred and why he's doing what he's doing. And, you know, but the bottom line is the result of their actions is that we lose our God-given rights. And it's just the beginning. Senate Bill 554, Larry, is just the beginning. But I appreciate you calling today and asking good questions, and I wish I had a better answer for you, because I don't. But at any rate, friends, keep believing. Keep standing for the truth. Don't let lies in the public arena go unchallenged. Stand up for what you know to be the truth. 6:59, see you tomorrow.